Police and soldiers have been patrolling the streets of Australia's second largest city as Melbourne is plunged into its toughest lockdown since the pandemic began. Under the new six-week restrictions, Melburnians are banned from leaving their home at night and a state of disaster has been declared across Victoria. Annie Guest reports.
The imposition of sweeping new restrictions in an attempt to tackle persistently high COVID-19 case numbers is another blow for Melbourne residents. Bernadine Voss is the mayor of the Port Phillip Council, which covers St Kilda and Port Melbourne.
Wow, I guess my gut reaction was I just want to get out of here. I suppose we all want to go back to normal, but we have to remember that we're all in this together. And no one is any more special than anyone else.
For the next 6 weeks, there's a nighttime curfew and only one person from each household will be allowed to shop once a day, no more than 5 kilometres from home. On top of that, you can only do outdoor exercise for an hour a day.
We do need to go through this inconvenience because there are so many people that are getting sick and dying. And in order to stop this transmission, we do need to take these desperate measures.
With Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews set to announce more restrictions on workplaces and businesses later today, Councillor Voss says many in the community will need help.
We're already planning for further ramping up of and providing delivered meals. I'm really worried because the need is actually coming for so many other services, including financial counselling and psychological support for many in our community.
Regional Victoria will also move to stage 3 restrictions on Thursday, meaning restaurants and cafes will be takeaway only. Professor Catherine Bennett is an epidemiologist from Deakin University.
As far as I understand, this is completely unprecedented and certainly in the life of this COVID pandemic.
Will it work to bring things under control within 6 weeks?
We're in a situation here where 6 weeks should be enough, given it's already levelled out. Whether we're down enough and can hold it for long enough to end at 6 weeks or we need a couple of more weeks will depend on, you know, how well we do at really abiding by the restrictions.
The Australian Medical Association insists Victoria should be moving to a New Zealand-style full lockdown. Professor Bennett has a different perspective.
Look, stage 3 worked the first time and a lot of people pushing stage 4 have said it didn't, and that's actually not true. You know, the virus we have now was introduced through the breaches with quarantine. And I think if people were knowing that stage 3 did work the first time, we might have had more engagement in stage 3 this time. So I think, in a way, stage 4 arguments have been a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I think we need to all back this now and say, well, put that behind us.
And that's Deakin University's Professor Catherine Bennett speaking there with Annie Guest.